Our economy is plagued by high public debt levels, which hinder investments in social and economic development projects. And I give you, for example, in 2016, if you shared the public debt of 120 billion among 30 million Ghanaians, each Ghanaian owed 4,000 Ghana cedis. Today, if you divide the debt of 577 billion by 30 million Ghanaians, all of us sitting here owe 19,000 cedis. This, coupled with a relatively high unemployment rate, particularly amongst the youth, exacerbates the challenges faced by our citizens. Inflation and exchange rate volatility further erode workers' purchasing power, as I said. For the first time in over 50 years, we have defaulted in payment of our debts, and we've been downgraded by credit rating agencies to the lowest level ever experienced, junk. In other words, baller status. The escalating cost of living driven by hyperinflation, a collapsing currency, and rising prices of essential items, including food, has made life unbearable for millions of Ghanaian households who are currently practicing the 001 or 010 or 100 formula. For those of you who know it, you know it.